Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
Today I want to speak on the subject, follow right. Follow right. Judges chapter 7, verse 16. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, into three groups. Now, simple mathematics, if there are 300 people, and the 300 people are to be divided into three, how many persons will we have in each of the group? How many? 100. So each of the group had at least 100 people. So he divided the 300 people into three groups or into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. The next verse. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. Some translations say, do as I do. So, invariably he's telling them, follow me. And don't just follow me with your head. Follow me with your head, with your heart, with your spirit, with your eyes, with everything about you. It shall be that when we get to the outside of the camp, as I do, that's exactly what you should do. The next verse. When I blow with trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpet also on every side of all the camp, and say the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Next verse. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpet and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. The next verse. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Verse 21 as the last. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 20 to 27. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 20 to 27. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master had spared Naaman the Syrian in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, is it all well? And he said, all is well. My master had sent me, saying, behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. And Naaman said, be content, take 2 talents. And he urged him and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of garments, and led them upon 2 of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when they came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, went not my heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money? Now take note of that. Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper, as white as snow. Now we see 2 pictures painted here of leaders and followers. Gideon said to the 300 men, as I do too. Now, by practice and by custom, Gehazi should have known that for my master to not have received this gift from this man, it simply implies it is not yet time to get things. But he won't want to follow that. So sometimes it's very dangerous when we want to do things on our own, under a place where we are supposed to be following others. The topic is follow right. It is your duty to know what and who you are following. It is your duty to know what you are following and who you are following. The reason is this: who and what you follow in life will determine your destination in life. Many times, who you follow, what you follow, will determine your destination in life. Many times, I'd like you to take note of this. Many times we can follow the who that is right, but the what that is wrong. I say that again. There are two things that you can follow in life: the who and the what. The who represent a human, a personality. The what represent things. So sometimes you can be following the right who, but you are taking the wrong what. So who and what you follow in life would determine your destination. The Bible says, "He that makes company with a fool shall become a fool." So if you keep following a failure, you are likely going to end as one. If you keep following what is wrong, you are likely going to end up doing all the wrong things. Students get admission into schools, and entering school, they begin to follow the wrong what. Follow the parties, the social gatherings, the things that the school consists of, and they don't follow their teachers. And they get it all wrong. Now, God's pattern for us as believers is to show us who and what to follow. Many times, one of the first things that God will do for you is to show you who and show you what to follow. For me, one of my brightest points in ministry is God showed me who to follow and what to follow very early. When you follow who God is asking you to follow, it removes you from the likelihood of mistakes. One thing that God will do is that he will show you who to follow. Somehow. Some people can say, "How do I know who to follow?" You see, you can be listening to somebody and say, "Every time this my pastor preaches, he drops something in my spirit." Every time you listen to him, there is something that wakes up in you. There's a call in you. There's something that comes alive in you. That's a trigger. That's an indication that if you keep following what is triggering you, what is keeping you on your toes, it can make you a better person. Amen. So God will show us the pattern. God will show us who to follow. And if you fail to follow it, you will end up a second fiddle wherever you are. No matter what you achieve, you'll always be second. Now, many people have followed after wrong things and wrong people in life, consciously or unconsciously. Many people have followed after wrong things, like Gehazi. He said in his heart, "My master have spared this Naaman. Me, I will not spare him." For Gehazi, it was all about the money. It was all about the prestige. It was all about the honor. It was all about the dressing. So that's why you see some people go to church and what they are following after their pastor is his style, not his spirit. Because the pastor is jerry-curling his hair, all the brothers will jerry-curl their hair without minding or knowing who asked their pastor to jerry-curl his hair. He could have been, that is one of his consecration as a pastor. God said, "One of the things you will do that my presence will never leave you is to jerry-curl your hair." And then when you see him like that, you begin to spend your money to buy relaxer. When a man is buying relaxer in the market, you know that there's something wrong. Follow his shoes, his fashion, and you still end up empty. Many people have followed the wrong things. And take note of this. Consciously or unconsciously, you are following something. Consciously or unconsciously, you are following something, you are following someone. So don't leave this to chance. Whether you know it or not, you are following something. You are following someone. It will shock you to know that children are following. Even without you telling them anything, they are learning consciously and unconsciously. You keep doing something carelessly around children for a while, thinking that you are just doing a careless thing. Give it a month, give it a week, give it 2. You see them repeating exactly what you did some months ago that you have even forgotten. Praise God. So whether consciously or unconsciously, you are following someone, you are following something. So don't leave it to chance. You must be careful and must be conscious of who you stick around with. Take note and take stock of what and who you are following, because this will help you to be more in control of your life. If you can be careful of who and what you are following, it will make you to have control over your life. God will always place people and things in your life for you to follow. Jesus said to his disciples, "Follow me." And they followed him, and they became great in their destiny. So God would always show you, put something in front of you to follow. When God brings you to a church, first and foremost, he's bringing you under the umbrella of his calling, and then he's bringing you to follow the set man that he has kept there. So sometimes it is shocking that people come to church and they are not looking like their pastor yet, they are looking like a fellow member. If you don't look like me after all these years and you are looking like brother A or sister B, you have followed the wrong person. Praise God. So God will always place people in front of you to follow. You go to school, God will place somebody in front of you to follow. Of all the bad students you see in your class, you are going to see one that's good. That's the one God is pointing you to follow. But that depends on you. I've often shared with us how I gave my life to Jesus Christ, and somewhere along the line, I missed it. In 1992, gave my life to Jesus Christ, backslided. But in 1995, I was in the class and there was this brother Paul who came new. He was admitted into our school in SS1. And now we're in SS2. Every time we want to go to break or for break by 11 a.m., he stick around the class and you see him preaching. His name was Paul Eaton. Preaching. And a few students would gather around him. And I observed it. And one day I said to myself, if I was still in faith till now, what this brother is doing is what I'm supposed to be doing. That challenged me. I didn't need to be preached to. I went back home and decided this nonsense must end. I need to get back to where I ought to be. And that day till today, that one decision, because there's someone God placed and said, see this person, let it be an example to you. Amen. So you will always meet somebody. As a wife, you will meet a model wife somewhere. I say, wow, I like the way this woman is marrying her husband. I like the way this man is marrying his wife. As a Christian, as a believer in church, God will always place other believers in the same church with you. And you see them and you know that there's a difference between me and her. There's a difference between me and him. I like the way this person is serving God. I like the way he's going about this God's things. That's a pattern. Jesus told them, follow me. And you know they followed Jesus and they became very great. Many times I listened to the sport journalists, especially the Nigerian info guys. Now, when they analyze them, Sometimes you listen to them and they are telling you, I started watching football at the age of 2. I started following football at the age of 5. They begin to tell you what happened in Italia 1990. Some of them are still pretty young. And they have been following football consistently, and it has ended them as football analysts. And when you listen to them, there's a difference between what they are saying and what you know about football, true or false. Praise God. There are some technicalities they bring into it. There are some predictions. They can tell you, this is what I foresee in this match. And over time, it happens like that. So show me what you are following consistently, and I can predict what your outcome will be. So if you keep doing something consistently, someone can easily say, this is where this person will end. Praise God. See a student that is always reading, always in class. Come on, you don't need to prophesy and say you'll be a great person. You don't even need to say, well, this student will take first. He's going to. He's always conscious in class, listening to his teacher, taking down notes and studying. You can easily predict that this student will be very brilliant, will get good result. Where you are now in life and destiny is not unconnected to who and what you have followed till now. For so many persons, to a large extent, where you are currently in life and destiny may not be unconnected to who and what you have been following over the years. Consistency in doing something, following after something, where you are now, it has a strong link to what you have been following. Praise God. You see, when my father passed on, I knew everything I was supposed to do. Now, the reason is following. Follow him in the spirit, follow him in the physical, follow him basically. So you can easily predict this is what this thing is going to become. Praise God. You couldn't have been following after righteousness from your father's house, following after the things your parents are saying, and ended up a cultist in the school. It's not possible. If you were following consciously the things your parents were telling you, there's no way you end up a cultist. I'm not just talking about staying where they are talking or listening to the advice. I mean following what they are saying. Because it's two different things, listening and actually taking it. Some persons have listened, but they didn't take anything. Amen. So learn how to follow right. Where you are now and where you are going to be in the next 2 years, in the next 3 years, will be determined, will be a function of what you are following. If you follow LITS, Leaders in Training Service, every Sunday, consciously, consistently for 1 year, and follow the lesson, there is no way your spirit will be empty. There's no way you won't have what to say. Amen. And 2 years from now, when you are talking, somebody will be listening to you and say, what has come over her? What has come over him? Where are you getting this wisdom from? Because you are followed consciously and unconsciously. There are people God has brought, for instance, to follow me in church. But some of them are following wrongly and may not be fit for the destiny God is taking us to, because they are following the wrong things. There are some people God has brought consciously and said, the reason why I brought you here is that you follow this person. Maybe God has a destiny for them. Somewhere along the line, they are going to become general overseers, they are going to become leaders, they are going to become owners of companies and all of that. And God will bring you first to follow. But sometimes people like that come and they are looking at all the wrong things. They look at size, look at height, look at language, look at education, look at qualification, look at wealth, and then get it all wrong. Amen. If God has brought you to Pentecostal Deliverance Church, for instance, don't let your focus shift. Focus on following and following right, so that you will become what God wants you to become. If God has brought you here, don't let your focus shift. Follow consciously. Follow the activities going on. Follow the things that you see that are right. Don't follow the person that is sitting by your side. Always look to the front. Amen. Things you can follow in our church, for instance, I'm going to mention 8 of them quickly. Number 1, follow my faith. Follow the faith of the set man. Things you can follow in our church, for instance. Things you can follow in any church you are. Number 1, follow the faith of the set man. You know, one of our brother was to start a building. And when he came for me to dedicate the building plan, I asked him, how soon do you want to start? He said, in the next 2 months or 3 months. I said, what's your plan? And he said, I want to move in the next 6 or 7 months. And I look at the plan, look at his income, and I say, how do you want to do it? He said, the God that has helped you to achieve. That time we just dedicated this. He said, that same God will help me. That's faith. And you know that brother is living in his house today. Praise God. Following faith. Number 2, follow my principles. Follow principles. He said, when you see a man that is doing well in any field, the question you should be asking yourself, what are the things that he does? What are his secrets? What are his secret habits? And it's very easy to know a man's principles. Yeah, it's very easy because it's not hidden. What are his attitude in the face of challenges? Principles. How does he take the things of God? Of course, there are pastors that doesn't take the things of God serious. There are leaders that doesn't take the things of God serious. What is his consciousness about the things of God? About the things of the church? You follow the principles. If I come into this church and this place, there's sand here. I won't be comfortable until it is removed. So while church is going on and I tell an usher, take broom, go and remove that thing. Somebody can be learning consciously. Praise God. Those days, my mother would say to us, your father is coming back. Make sure that everywhere is clean. So we sweep the place and say, your father will soon come. And the whole place will be neat and well arranged. And as soon as the man steps in, his eyes goes round everywhere. He enters the kitchen, enters everywhere, and want to spot an error. But because of that his principle of looking for mistakes, it made us to learn how to keep things in their right places. That's principle. Number 3, follow my instructions. Whether in the place of work, wherever you are, as a husband, as a wife, follow instruction. As children, follow instructions. He said, many times the instructions given to you may not be convenient for you. But those are the things that break you and make you malleable. Those are the things that make you sendable and postable. Instructions. Many times those instructions are not at your convenience. Many times. We follow instruction by commitment and not by convenience. So you follow the instruction. What have we been asked to do? In the book of Judges, Gideon said, do as I do. Everybody blow the trumpet and break your pitchers. Now that sounded foolish. That didn't look like something reasonable. In the face of opposition, in the face of a military coming after us, and somebody is telling us, just blow your trumpet and then break the pitchers and everybody will shout. God said to Joshua, go round Jericho once every day for 7 times. And on the 7th day, go round it 7 times and then give a loud shout. What a foolish instruction. But he followed the instruction and got victory. So follow instructions. Number 4, follow my examples. Follow my examples. If you ever see somebody that is doing something better than you are, copy the person. They say give offering, and the person that is standing by you is giving in many notes, and you are still struggling with your hand inside your pocket looking for the 50 naira. You know how 50 naira feels. You have become so used to money that you can know the amount by feeling. If you touch 5 naira now, you know. The moment your hand, your finger lays on 1,000, you say, no, this one should be. You know it. And then you are struggling with your pocket. You know, I went to one church one day, I've shared this before. And when they asked for offering, a man that was seated by me, I saw that man was bringing out 1,000. He will bring up to 20. And I was looking at this man, I say, is this that he wants to give offering or donation? And when they say, lift up your offering, the man lifted it and went around and dropped. And I said to myself, God, I will get to this place. I will get to this point where giving this kind of money in one offering is not a problem. Now, listen, it's not about how much that man has. It's about the principle he has imbibed. You may be shocked that there are people that have more money in that church and cannot give offering of 10,000. Praise God. So I looked at that man and I said, no, this is the kind of example I should follow. Amen. So when you see somebody doing better than you don't say this man is showing up. So you see somebody lift up 2,000, you say this one don't come to show up again. Copy him. It will be better for you. Praise God. Every day you are lifting up 50 naira, lifting up 100 naira. Somebody by your side is lifting up 1,000. Every other Sunday he has not changed. And you are still saying he's showing up. He's showing up. And you are showing down. Praise God. Amen. So follow my examples. Number 5, follow the anointing. Follow the anointing. The anointing can give you direction. Follow the anointing. It's very important that you follow the anointing. There are things you must not follow in life. Follow the anointing. Elisha followed Elijah. Amen. When you enter a place, you can sense the Spirit. When you enter a place, you can sense the Spirit. One of the reasons we ask, like in our church, if a man proposes to you as a sister, tell the man to see your pastor. The reason is, when you sit down with a man, you can sense the Spirit that is with that person while communicating with the person. So follow the Spirit. Amen. Number 7, follow after righteousness. Follow after righteousness. Follow after righteousness. Please, in whatever you are doing, whatever anybody is leading you to do, ensure that there is righteousness. And the last one for today, follow the truth. Anywhere you are, always watch out for the right things and the right people to follow. Follow the truth. You see, if there is no truth in him, if there is no truth in her, if there is no truth in them, don't follow. If you have come to church for the first time, you've come to this church for the first time, and then why the pastor is ministering is not ministering truth, don't come the next day. But if what he's saying is the truth, no matter how bad the thing is going down with you, come. The Bible says, buy the truth and do not sell it. So if you come to church and you find me preaching and I'm not preaching the truth, don't come the next day. Yeah. You don't need to come. But if you came and what I'm saying is truth, even though it's not going down with you, come again. Come again. And keep coming. The Bible said that you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen.
Stand upon the mountain
and
magnify his name.
To tell all the people,
every nation.